Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's like, what if Ray Romano is singing backup? So we're playing Shakira. One, because this is a banger. Sorry about it. Get mad. You can get as pissed off as you want. This one was hot. Is it 20 years old, probably? Close to it?
It's a jam.
So that's part one. But part two, she was supposed to appear tomorrow at Nats Park. That's no longer happening. I don't think it's anybody's fault specifically. There's a statement, but here, this from the Nationals.
2001, by the way. My God, we're old.
So 24 years. Cool.
Oh, my goodness.
That's neat. Anyway, due to complications with the previous show in Boston, Shakira's full tour production cannot be transported to Washington, D.C. in time for her scheduled performance at Nationals Park on Saturday, May 31st. As a result, the D.C. show has been canceled. Despite every effort to make it happen, it's not possible to move forward as planned. Refunds will be issued automatically for Ticketmaster and Nationals.com purchases. No further action is required. For tickets purchased through third-party resellers, fans can contact their point of purchase directly. And then Shakira shared a message. Just sounds like bad luck. So if you were counting on going to see Shakira tomorrow, sorry about it. You can't. And if you know somebody that was going, tell them. Just go to the Nats game. There's no Nats game. They're on the West Coast. So yeah. There's no concert. That's it.
Well, if you want a concert, I'd have to double check. I think next Friday night, you get a Nats game in Natasha Bedingfield. I believe that's the case.
Now, is that written down or is that unwritten? Oh, thank you. Darius, come on. I thought you were on it. I'll do it again. Okay.
There it is.
Or is it unwritten? There it is. You know who's in town Saturday is the Dave Matthews Band. And a couple different folks were like, hey, do you want to go to Merriweather? And I'm like, no, we can't. We have a goodbye party for some friends who are moving. And by the way, I can't believe they're moving. It's like heartbreaking that it's happening,
That's
but
sad.
They're moving. So we're going to that instead. But Dave Matthews Band, Merriweather Post Pavilion. So if you want to hear a band that sounds like a dude holding up a boombox from 500 yards away, Dave Matthews Band's at Merriweather.
How about the Nationals? Natasha Bedingfield next Friday. The following Friday, Nelly,
dude.
How about it? Not too bad.
That's not too shabby at all. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Grant Danny here on the fam. Tobes in for Jeeps. So we've been going through this year where Washington ranks among the teams that could dethrone or bother or be a thorn on the side of the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ripped straight from NFL Network, their Good Morning Football show. So I want to decide between you and I, and then open up to the folks at 800-636-1067, Tobes. We decided the NFC, the hierarchy in some order, Detroit, Minnesota, the Rams, and Washington. Rank those, or where do you put Washington in those rankings?
I'm still going to have them second behind the Lions, just because I think the Lions roster is still better.
I do too.
But again, I always, the big equalizer for me is quarterback. and there's not a quarterback in the NFC I'd take over Jaden Daniels. So it's pretty close. Like, the Lions' overall roster is better, and I think their weapons overall are better. I'm curious to see how they look with both of their coordinators gone.
This is what I was going to bring up.
But I'll take five any day. So it's like a, it's almost like a 1A, 1B situation with the Lions and the Commanders.
So I was going to ask you this. Remember when Philadelphia, the gold standard here, lost their two coordinators, right? Coming off a Super Bowl appearance. Both those guys get jobs. Their replacement coordinators, now it's an 11-6 season, but the ending was terrible, and they were kind of, you know, getting by glue and duct tape and guts, but eventually it really went south.
Mm-hmm.
How much will Detroit be affected? It's impossible to know, impossible to say, but don't you think that Jared Goff's special security blanket, that cloud of invincibility that he had, goes away a little bit because there's no Ben Johnson?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, Ben Johnson was such a revolutionary type of offensive coordinator, even though I'm not the biggest fan of his. I think with what he was able to do creativity-wise, can you just have somebody step in and immediately replicate that? I don't know. I mean, Jared Goff went from being kind of a cast-off in L.A. with Sean McVay, who's also a great offensive play caller, right? Someone that's also revolutionary, to kind of being the cast-off then, and then they found this this magic with him once again. So I don't know that you're just going to immediately have someone step in and be able to replicate that, because if you do something once, then teams can start to adjust to it. They can game plan for it. So if you just decided to go back with everything Ben Johnson did, teams are going to be able to adjust. The reason that Johnson and these guys are so good is they have revolutionary things year after year after year. They're throwing new concepts and they're trying new things. So I don't know that you'll just be able to step in and do that. I'm curious what the defense will look like, you know, but so you're right. Like, the Eagles had this issue a couple years ago, and it took some time before they were able to settle on new coordinators and then found a way to have some success again. So you can't just immediately think they're going to step back into being a 15-win football team.
So my thing with them is I've never thought Goff was particularly good, right? And I still think that, for the record. But I think he's the type of dude, and I bust chops a little bit too hard on him. But for me, if you make it 72 and sunny, he'll do as good or better than a lot of quarterbacks in this league. And to me, that's what was special about Ben Johnson. Now, I'm with you in the sense that I don't think much of him as a guy that's going to be a head coach. I don't think that's a leader of men. I don't think you behave the way that he does or did in that process and, you know, end up being a really good head coach. That doesn't mean he wasn't a great offensive mind, though. That's the part to me that's not in doubt. That is a brilliant offensive mind. So, you know, music will be made there in Chicago. But to me, you make it less than perfect for Jared Goff. That's how you beat him, right? Where you dirty up his feet, you get some pressure on him, you make him move, something, a look that he's not ready for. You can see the panic. You can see that meltdown coming. See that that Washington game in the postseason with the interception that he threw on a couple other moments where you go, then there are also those throws where you go, damn, that's pretty impressive. He can still do that when given time and you know, his reads are easy in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, when he's playing on schedule and he's someone that can just get what's schemed up for him, then he can still be pretty good. And this is why, too, like, he was successful with the Rams until Sean McVay kind of got sick of, I need a guy that I can draw everything up and it gets covered and they can still make something of it. That's what happened with Stafford. But Goff still, in terms of, if you draw it up and the guy's open and you need to get it there on, you know, you need to hit your hitch and get the ball out, Jared Goff's as good as anybody at that. It's just the issue after the fact, when you need to be able to make something because they covered your first or second or third read, and now you have to extend the play a little bit, that's where he runs into some problems. If you get an offensive coordinator that can come in there and draw stuff up that is open when he needs to get the ball to X or Amon-Ra, or he needs to throw it down to Jameson Williams, if you get a coordinator that can get it so that as soon as he gets his back foot, he's getting the ball out, sure, he can still do that. But if they don't have a coordinator that can draw stuff up that's getting guys open in the scheme of the offense, then they're going to run into some problems.
Okay, so Washington for you is right behind Detroit. I don't know why I don't have the confidence to do that, because the ingredients are there, right? The continuity is really, really good. Year two, they kept all their coaches, which is, again, I think an underrated storyline. It's incredible that they kept all those guys. Jaden Daniels is magical and wonderful. I keep going back to this same thing. There's this little, it's not a little splinter, it's a big splinter. It's kind of the big wedge that's in my mind of preventing me from being hyper-confident. And it's that they got away with so much last year. In 11 of their 12 wins, beat teams that didn't have a winning record, were non-playoff teams, basically. And It's Hail Mary. It's not being able to run the ball. It's the one possession games that all went their way. It's turnover margin. A lot of things that, you know, whether it's losing a fumble or getting a fumble, getting every fourth down that they went for. All these crazy things that were going their way because the run was the run. Right? When you're on that run, go back to 2012. Not the same. I'm very aware. But go back to 2012. Richard Crawford is making huge plays.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Richard Crawford? Jim Haslett is going, hey, you, what's his name? Asking the names of some of their defenders. Backup linebackers are picking off Tony Romo with seconds remaining to seal the victory. Rob Jackson saved the world, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, these things are not sustainable things. Jaden Daniels, sustainable. A great team culture led by a great leader of men, Dan Quinn, sustainable. It's the battle of sustainable versus unsustainable. I don't know that I'm ready to just say they get out of bed, that's a 12-win team because they got that dude and they got a couple other guys in the organization. I like everything that they've done for the most part. I can call balls and strikes on a couple of moves, not understand Javon Kinlaw, worry that Ben Sinnott may not live up to the potential.
Sure.
Normal football stuff, dude. But on the whole, how could you argue with the balance sheet here? I just don't know that I'm ready to say they're a step behind Philadelphia and that's it.
So are you worried more so that they're not going to be able to get back to the playoffs more so than being able to play at the level that they could compete with them? Is that more so what you're saying because of the more difficult schedule and some of the things going their way? You're not 100% certain that they're going to be, you know, the thing you guys talked about a couple weeks ago, 10 wins. You feel like you're probably going to get in, even though Seattle didn't have that. You're still worried. What if they just take a step back and only win 9 and they miss out? Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of that. It's the, I think they'll improve on paper, which I think they have on the whole. I don't think their defense is better on paper right now than it was last year.
Do you think it's worse or it's about the same?
Slightly worse. I don't think that's that big of a deal. I don't think it's good. I think they'll be better in some areas, worse in others, and maybe TBD. So let's call it more or less a wash. But I think the numbers might get worse because they're playing good teams. I think they improved on offense dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
See Tunsil, see Connerly, and now you've upgraded to 3 offensive line spots with 2 pieces. That's a major deal, and I think Debo's a major deal. Again, whether you're bullish on Debo's production or not, even if it's last, even if it's 80% of last year, it's better than Crowder, Zacchaeus, Noah Brown.
He's an upgrade. There's no question about that.
It's a massive upgrade. It depends on how massive. I don't love the running backs, but that's neither here nor there. They're better. I think they can be better and not win as many games.
Totally agree on that.
Right? Just because you don't, if the clown shoe that's yelling at fans and not paying attention for the Bears pays attention and knocks it down instead of tips it to Noah Brown, you're already 11-6. Now, that wouldn't have changed everything. You still would have gone on the road in the postseason. You probably, I have to look at the seating. I think you still would have gone to Tampa. But that's the point, right? That's 10% of your season right there that flipped on a dime. A game that you have lost at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the getting every fourth down, every measurement, every possible thing, you don't get 2 of those. And you're still 80-some percent on fourth down, which is remarkable, but you could absolutely lose one of those games. You're playing better teams. I don't know. I smell that, regression isn't the right word, but sort of equalizing of some of those things.
Yeah, I mean, the ball's not always going to bounce your way. The puck luck we talked about the other day with the Capitals, maybe it doesn't always go your way. I think my counter to that is it definitely felt like they got a lot of the stuff to go their way. But you earn a lot of that, and you also create your own luck when the ball's in Jaden Daniels' hands.
That's true.
And you believe that he can come through. Like, everybody goes back to the end of the season. What was it, 6 or 7 straight games, won on the final play from scrimmage? Well, a lot of those are won because the ball, you're in a situation where you have the ball game tied or down by a field goal, and the ball's in Jaden Daniels' hands. It's the same thing as it's in Patrick Mahomes' hands. It's in Josh Allen's hands.
Mm-hmm.
You have confidence you're going to win that game. You don't consider that luck. You consider that having a great quarterback, right? So I think you can look at it either way. I do think that in general, some of the bounces went their way. You also look at the Cowboys game, though, where they had a chance to tie it and they miss an extra point, right? So it can go both ways. But I think in general, most stuff went their way. And I could see it definitely being a case where they're a better football team overall. You feel better about them going into the playoffs, and they're a 10-win football team. The thing that I think me and you both are hoping they avoid, and why you may be a little bit lower, is what if they are better, but they only win 9 games and miss out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're worried about.
Right. Or it's just that, you know, you don't consider them among the elite that are ascending to knock on Philadelphia's door. Like, you look at that NFC Central last year, or NFC North, rather. I'm used to, for so many years,
it was
the Central.
Yeah. Well, in baseball, too.
The NFC North. So Detroit's 15-2. Minnesota was 14-3.
Yeah.
And there was a game at the end of the regular season that decided the division, basically. That's the point, is right down to the wire, week 18, the last game of the season, these two teams going at it, winner gets the division. One's right there behind the other. That's the implication to me when you're saying they're the biggest threat to the Eagles. And I don't know that that's the case. In the division, I think they're the second best team. And I think probably on paper, they're behind Detroit. Minnesota's a TBD because it's McCarthy. We just don't know what we don't know. But there's always the team that we're not sure about that we haven't seen yet that now becomes, you know, kind of takes that leap, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's the Rams, whether the 49ers come roaring back. I'm just not ready to automatically put Washington in there and Sharpie, I guess, is my point.
So is this when you think they're going to have the repeat winner in the NFC East for the first time in 20-plus years? But I felt this way multiple times over the last couple of years, where you're like, I don't see how anyone gets past the Eagles this year. I don't see how anyone gets past the Cowboys this year. Look how good they were last year. Mm-hmm. And then they take a step back. So do the Eagles take a step back, losing their coordinator, right? Like, do you have some of those things? I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see if they can repeat what they were doing last year. And the thing is, if you're trying to figure out who is the biggest threat to them, I think it's got to be Washington. And as much as you want to have some reservations and not set the expectations too high, as much as we're going to do the what ifs, everything goes the other way, what if everything still goes Washington's way? They could win 12 games again, right? They could win maybe even more.
Totally.
Because they have the better quarterback than a lot of these. And you look at the beginning of last year to the end of last year, the way that Jaden was playing, he's playing like a top five quarterback.
And that's the equalizer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. So your point about back-to-back division winners is exactly right. I mean, Philadelphia, everyone was having this conversation, not last year, but 2 years ago, coming off their Super Bowl appearance, right, where they probably should have won that Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts outplayed Pat Mahomes in that Super Bowl. And you're sitting there going, my God, this is the beginning of something special. Who's going to beat them? Well, it turns out Dallas was. They were the 12-5 team, and Washington was a disaster. So I see it. I smell what you're cooking there. We might have, do we want to call this breaking news, Darius? It's newsworthy, I'll tell you that. It involves one of the great athletes in history, and it involves Washington, D.C. We will tell you about that in 5 minutes on The Fan.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
So working with young people sometimes sucks. Now's one of those times. Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Anthony, who produces on The Deuce down the hall, came in playing a song on his phone saying this is an oldie. And I was expecting it to be like 2004 or something like that because he's like 11 years old. And he was like, let me give you the release date of this song. We're trying to guess the song or the artist. And I didn't know it. And he's like, it came out in 1981. Is that as old as you? I went nuts. A little younger than me. He goes, were you born in 80? I said, no. He said, were you born in 1979? I said, yeah. And he said, and I quote, oh my God, you're bleeping old. He had the Kevin Hart to Don Cheadle reaction. Damn, that one.
That's
hilarious. I'm sorry. Like, he just did that to me. And, you know, that's where we are. That's where we are.
I was not born in 1979.
So. No, you weren't, buddy. What year were you born? Go ahead and say it.
98.
That's disgusting.
I was
on the all-conference team that year. My God.
I was not. I was not 98.
Well, you're just a baby.
I was not ever, for the record. Well. Doesn't matter what year.
Oh, dude. So here's what we got for you. I promise you this. Let's pay it off. This via Russian machine never breaks. Nastya Ovechkin says her husband, Alex Ovechkin, will play out the final year of his contract with the Capitals and then return home. That's what she said. And now I know that sounds like I'm doing the Michael Scott bit from The Office. I'm not. I'm literally saying that is what she said. That is the quote that she has attributed. So if you remember, we talked about this a little bit at length yesterday, where an internal email from Monumental Sports, a salesperson addressing season ticket holders or suite holders or whatever, trying to drum up season ticket sales, basically said, come catch Ovechkin's final season. And now we got a little bit more of a smoking gun. Mm-hmm. Nastya Ovechkin, this is from Mushroom Machine Never Breaks, gave an exclusive interview to, I don't even know what this website is, AIF.ru. So I guess that's Russia's internet.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Interview to AIF.ru's Olga Shablinskaya, after returning to her native Russia along with the rest of the Ovechkin family last week. A quote from the story was first published on X by Hockey News Hub. In the sit-down, Nastya reveals that her husband, Alex Ovechkin, plans to play the final year of his NHL contract with the Washington Capitals next season and then return to Russia for good. Alexander still has a contract for a year, Ovechkin said, per a translation by Google Translate, so he will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia, yes. The news comes a day after an email campaign from the Capitals corporate sales department was sent to a select group of season ticket holders, claiming that the 25-26 season would be Ovechkin's last with the club. Capitals PR responded to the commotion, stating the email was a mistake and that no decision had yet been made, Ovechkin's future beyond next year. Ovechkin adds that this past season was tough on her husband as he felt the pressure of chasing down Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal record. Ovechkin tied and then surpassed Gretzky in the final month of the regular season with 3 goals in 2 games, April 4th and April 6th. He didn't show it, but I understood how hard it was for him, Ovechkin said. So I repeat, I waited for Sasha to score faster and relax. He has his last season next year, and I wanted to simply enjoy what he loves, to simply enjoy his last season. Those are quotes, again, from Ovechkin's wife.
Sounds pretty... almost concrete without hearing it from Alex himself, right?
Doesn't it?
You're hearing it from his wife. The only like there isn't anyone closer to Alex Ovechkin. Like that is the inner circle, his wife, right? And her saying that it's probably his, not probably, it is his last season. I mean, again, the email going out yesterday was probably putting two and two together. And when you put two and two together, it sounded like he was going to retire. And this is it as well. I mean, I don't, it's not shocking. It just kind of gives you a little bit more closure. Also makes it, the next season is going to be extra special that you're going to want to be in the arena and watch Alex Ovechkin, what sounds like it's going to be his last go-round. And, you know, I'm curious when we'll hear from Alex himself, if we'll hear from Alex himself during the offseason. What do you think happens? Because it, I mean, the big takeaway from this is his wife said he's probably going to retire after, like, he's done after this. Then that means he's probably done after this. What do you think it is that, do we think we get a, from Alex himself, announcement that he's going to retire at the end of the season before the year? Do we get it in the middle of the season? Do we get it final game and he's like, hey guys, this is it? Like, what do you think and when do we find out from Alex himself?
I think this is the unfortunate thing about what's happened. And, you know, listen, there are real sports travesties. There are real, you know, bad things that happen in the world. So this is all sort of relative. But I think it's the only downside of having a couple things now having leaked out over the over a 24-hour plus period is that it's almost going to force him to publicly do that. Right? Now, he may have wanted to anyway. He's well within his rights. He could not say peep to anybody, remain coy about it, and then after the final game of the regular season or playoffs, whenever they're eliminated, say, okay, guys, that's it. I'm going back to Moscow. My house is up for sale now, or maybe, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if he wants to do the farewell tour, where every time he goes to Montreal and Toronto and Winnipeg and Vancouver and whatever, it's his final time going there, and he gets the pregame ceremony, he gets the flowers, gets the ovation, gets the grace, gets the thank yous, whatever he wants to do, he should be allowed to do. I don't know how I would handle it. I'm also not the greatest goal scorer ever to live, so I don't know. But to me, given the way he's operated so much over the years, I would get the sense he probably wouldn't want to do the ceremony every time before the puck drops.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, she mentioned that he felt exhausted going through all this stuff, chasing down Gretzky.
I believe it.
Imagine afterwards, and every single time he took the ice for, what, three or four games afterwards, it was some sort of ceremony. You know, he gets the ceremony when he actually breaks the record. He gets the ceremony when he comes home. He gets ceremony here, ceremony. He got so many ceremonies, and it wasn't about hockey anymore for that little stretch of time. It was about his record. And I think for him, he cares so much about winning. I think he still does care about winning so much. And I think he cares about his teammates, because that is something that, even though they're going to say, and they're going to look back on it in 30, 40 years when they retire and they look back on their career, they're going to talk about, man, we were on Ovechkin's team when he got to break the record and he got to do all these things, last ride. They're going to talk about that. But also, in the moment, that's got to be grinding on the teammates as well. And I think he cares so much about them that maybe he, or maybe it's something that only certain cities, he's like, hey, look, we can play a nice video to recognize whatever, but we're not doing ceremonies every time. Remember Mariano Rivera when he was making his last go round and every place he went, he's getting a gift and all that stuff. I don't think Ovi wants to deal with that. Do you?
I wouldn't have bet on that. If these two things the last 2 days hadn't happened, and again, I'm not mad at anybody. You could tell, hopefully, by my voice. I'm not like, how did they do this? This is such a screw-up. I'm not. I'm simply saying, had these circumstantial bits of evidence that this was going to be the final campaign not come out, my guess is that he would never have answered the question. In fact, he might have signed a contract extension on July 1st, which is eligible for this year, even just to shut people up and throw them off and then retire when he felt like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think this now, to a degree, is forcing his hand. Where it's almost like he's going to have to say something. He's almost going to have to say, okay, I'm doing the retirement tour. He might tell certain cities and certain places, or the PR might have to work overtime to say, please don't do a thing. I don't know. Again, the reverence for the legend, I think sports in general do a pretty good job of this, right? You mentioned Rivera's when he was on his way out. I thought every tribute was touching. You know, the rocking chair made from all the sawed-off bats. The, you know, I remember, I'm trying to think of some of the different tributes, where they gave Magic Johnson a piece of the parquet floor from Boston. Because the number of times he'd gone up and down the floor, you know, in these epic postseason battles, epic championship battles. Different things like that, when guys are on their farewell tours, it can be a wonderful culmination celebration. And it's very rare in sports that guys get to go out on their own terms. It's usually dictated to you, right? Where the team is kind of going, okay, that's enough. We can't really do this anymore. And the guy's doing whatever Aaron Rodgers is doing. Or Willie Mays played for the Mets. Or Art Monk played for the Jets. You know what I mean? Like my all the heroes doesn't change their legacy. People always overreact it in real time that it changed their legacy. No, it's not. Willie Mays still one of the GOATs. You know what I mean? Art Monk's still my favorite receiver. It doesn't change that he played for the Eagles and the Jets. But it's very rare that you go all with one team, walk out on your own terms as the ultimate legend, right? You the instant you're done, the Hall of Fame clock starts, we all get to celebrate you again in a handful of years. It's kind of this storybook thing. Very few guys get that reserve, that rarefied air. And he's there. So I don't think he would have done the big ceremonies in every stop. Like the last time they're in Boston, the last time they're in Pittsburgh, you know, like I'm going to have stupid Sidney Crosby skid out to the center of the ice to give him some sort of award or something. Who knows? So I don't know. I wonder what folks think. 800-636-1067. If you're just joining us, Ovechkin's wife, in an interview with a Russian website, this is now translated into English, Alexander still has a contract for a year, so he will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia, yes. Point is, hey, what do you, the question I'm sure is something to the effect of, what are you going to do? How's this all going to go? Are you coming back to Moscow? Yes, he's got a connection with Moscow Dynamo, the team, the pro organization he grew up playing in before he came to the States and I broke the goals record. So it now looks like there was more than meets the eye. There's a little bit more smoke to that fire we thought yesterday when it came to the salesperson from Monumental Sports saying that, hey, come see Ovechkin in his last year. It made sense. The circumstances were there. And now we have Ovechkin's wife saying, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, it's just interesting because you've seen, think about Tom Brady, right? He finished up and then a couple weeks later we get a video of him on the beach saying, I'm done. We'd heard rumors, we'd heard people kind of leak out that he was done and all these things. And do you have something like that? But you can't do that, right, Danny? Like that's kind of your point here is when basically a bunch of these people are coming out and having reports and now coming from Ovechkin's wife saying, yeah, it's going to be his last season. Like he can't just not acknowledge it, it feels like. Even if he would have just said, what I want to do is I want to play the entire regular season, hopefully a lengthy cup run. It'd be awesome if he just hoists the cup and Gary Bettman's interview or someone's interviewing after he goes, yeah, that's it. You know, like Peyton Manning style, just hang it up when you're at the top. But now that he's kind of had these reports come out, he's probably going to have to do something, you would think. But it's an interesting thing, but it's not surprising to, you know, to go back to the original point. Like it's not surprising that it would be his last season.
So ultimately, this is very nuanced and very complicated because at the end of the day, what's this about? Celebrating him, right? So when PR teams have to put out statements and work overtime, it's usually because a crisis is occurring. It's usually because player X is got arrested for something bad, or this guy's holding out from training camp, or this guy's in the middle of a contract negotiation, or some kind of malady is happening, something bad, some investigation's going on, whatever. This isn't that. This is us going, we care a lot about that dude. We care a lot about the hockey team. We care a lot about him as it relates to the hockey team. All we want is to know, is this the last time I ever get to see him play or not? We want to know when you're winding down close to the end and there's you know, seven home games left, if this is the last time ever he's skating on this ice. We need to know that. We want to know that as fans. The reason it's challenging is because A, in sports, but it B, most specifically hockey, they are correctly, they want to be so deferential and so, I don't know how to say this better, but so honorable for legends who have done the utmost.
Treating these dudes with utmost reverence.
Correct. And as it should be. So that's the crisis right now for the PR folks. And it may end up being that it forces his hand and he's got to say something.
And I think the tough part for Ovi, he's gone through this now this season specifically. And think about what his messaging would be coming back into that dressing room next season. He's going to say he wants to win a Stanley Cup. There's no question about it. That's going to be one of his main goals. Because to me, like we were talking about, when you look at the round numbers, which we love to do in sports, right? Get to X milestone. He'll be the first ever to get to the 900 goal mark. he's probably not going for 1,000, right? So at what point is it just, hey, let me get past 900. Let me give myself a little bit of space between me and Gretzky. Hopefully a 40-50 goal difference there because of a great season. But ultimately, he's going to step back in there and say, look, I'm not here. I accomplished the goal last year. I accomplished the record last year. Let's win a Stanley Cup. The tough part about that is I think he saw how much everything weighed on the team at the end of the year. And so they were the best team in hockey in the Eastern Conference last year, but a lot of that was from the beginning. A lot of that was from pre-Four Nations, before the real chase. I think he saw how much that weighed on the team going into the playoffs where they weren't playing their best hockey. And I don't think it's blaming Ovi or anything. It's they were going after something, but all the extra stuff that goes with it and all this stuff, I'm wondering if he's not going to try to say, let's poo-poo this because I want to actually make it for real, because I think that's fair as well. Like, for us, we want to know. As fans, we want to know. As media, we want to know, because it's huge. But I think for him, he's saying, look, I can't have the fact that this might be my last go-round take away from the fact that, too, this might be my last chance at a Stanley Cup as well.
So let's keep this open-ended. Your reaction to this, okay? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Ovechkin's wife, in an interview, translated, so we will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia, yes. Meaning, next year, according to her, that's Ovechkin's last year. That's it. Just your thoughts on that, your thoughts on how it's going to be handled from here on out, just your feelings on it. Again, this is breaking news as it's kind of come across to us. Credit to Rush Machine Never Breaks and Hockey News for getting the story out there. 800-636-1067. According to his wife, next year is it for Ovechkin.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dealing with, I'd say, some breaking news here on 106.7 The Fan. It's Grant and Danny with you. Toby is in for GP until 6:30. I've seen Linnell stalking these halls, eating pizza, offering fiery takes. He doesn't have an off switch.
I mean, he almost pushed me out of my chair to take my spot here.
Moments ago, I saw that.
He's been waiting to get
chomping
on the air.
Chomping at the bit. Chomping. Via Russian Machine Never Breaks. Credit to them for getting this. So, if you're just tuning in, Nastya Ovechkin, Alex's wife, gave an interview to AIF.ru's Olga Shablinskaya after returning to her native Russia along with the rest of Ovi's family last week. And a quote on the story was first published by Hockey News Hub. The long and short, there's a bunch of details in here, but here's the big picture. Alexander still has a contract for a year. This is Ovechkin's wife says via a translation. So we will play the next season and then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia. Yes. 1 year left on Ovi's deal. By all accounts, she's saying this is it for Alex Ovechkin. We're reacting to that, just kind of going down a bunch of different roads, but wanted to leave that open. DC's greatest superstar, the all-time leader in goals, seems like he's walking away after this year. Just your thoughts on that. Let's go to Dwayne in Bowie. What's up, bud? You're on the fan.
Hey, Dan. How are you? How are you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Okay, so here's a one for you. And this is a tough one because I asked the guy to answer the call. He didn't have an answer. I don't have an answer either, but I think I do have an answer. But here it goes. Do you think if the Caps would have won the Stanley Cup, Ovechkin would have hung it up this year?
Damn it. Damn it, Dwayne. Thanks for the call.
I was
don't know, Tobes. So, I say yes, but I don't have a good reason.
So I said yes for a lot of the year. But then watching how much he just enjoyed playing with the teammates, I think he wanted one last go round again, right? If it's tough to say though, like if you hoist the Stanley Cup, what more did he have to play for? Like he broke the record and he'd have a second one. So,
yeah, can you imagine that year? By the way, you break your leg, break the scoring record, and hoist the Stanley Cup
would have been insane.
I think I'd retire. But again, yeah. I'm not wired that way. I'm not the all-time goals leader. Who knows?
It looked like he had so much fun this year,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, he always has fun. Ovi's always a fun guy. It seemed like he had extra fun this year. So it felt like maybe he would have given it one more ride, but who knows?
800-636-1067. Take it whichever angle you want, however you want to go with it. We were talking about whether he would make an announcement and do a farewell tour, whether he would have just said after his last game, thanks for everything, I'm out. I don't know. David. Fairfax, what's up, man? You're on the fan. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And to the previous caller's question, I completely agree what you said. I think Ovi likes playing just too much. He would have come back another year because I think he just loves hockey. But how's this next year going to go, and when is it going to be announced? If I'm a season ticket holder 25 years, and I have to say, so spoiled watching him all these years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be done with the utmost class, no matter which way it goes. I don't have an angle on how I would like it to go, but mm-hmm. I think Leonis will be a big player. I think I can't see Ovi wanting a rocking chair at every away arena that he goes to for the last time. But I don't know. And one last thought that puts a different spin. I'm curious your thoughts on this. The day when his jersey is raised, I've talked to a lot of people about this and said, would it be the most classy thing you'd ever seen if they raise Ovi and Backstrom together? And then my daughter says, Backstrom has been the Batman of the Robin of Batman all these years. Backstrom is the one that needs his own day. He doesn't need to share it with Ovi. But I just think seeing those two jerseys raised together would be phenomenal. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, David. Yeah, so it's interesting. I see the point, the sentiment, right? I would want to make sure that they each got their just due. Well, and I think they would, but somehow one would be incorporated in the other, right?
I think Ovi with Backstrom would be totally fine, but I think Backstrom with Ovi takes away from Backstrom.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, mm-hmm. right? Both of them are going to get their due, but yeah, I think either way, both those guys are going to be at each other's jersey retirement. It's going to be really cool.
Let's go to Charles in D.C. reacting live here. What's up?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Danny, This is Alex Ovechkin. There is a 0% chance that his wife gets clearance to give that interview and not discuss with Ovechkin what she was allowed to say and what she was not allowed to say. I'm convinced that he wanted this out. And I believe he wanted it out just to kind of get the, like you said, get the excitement, get all the talk, get it all out the way. So we can focus on this last year. So when this last year comes, there's nothing to focus on but to play the game of hockey.
Interesting.
So yes, I do believe that he wanted it out.
So you think it's strategic?
I do. I there's a 0% chance that she goes into that level of detail in that interview without clearing it with Ovechkin. And then on top of that, you guys get your promotions department gets an email,
right?
But less than 24, 48 hours prior to this, with the detail that they sent out saying, you don't want to miss this next season. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I tell you what, Charles, appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for making
it. It's an interesting take.
Here's the thing. His point is, and I think it's a good one, is yesterday we said, what is there? There's smoke. Well, here's even more. You don't get that without a lot of conversation. So, like, in other words, somebody's plugged in, and how small that circle is of who's plugged in now starts to look a little bigger, right?
Yeah, and I don't think it's a situation where we've seen player wives go on podcasts, do interviews. I think of Kelly Stafford and some of the stuff she said over the time, Matthew Stafford's wife, and Matthew's had to, like, address what she said. I don't think this is going to be the case here, right? I think he's right that she's not going to come out and say, hey, he's done after the year. And Ovi's like, what the heck are you doing? Like, I haven't made that decision. He probably has, right? They've had discussions, I'm sure, obviously. And so maybe it is a strategic play that we're talking about it now in May, and it'll kind of ramp back up, obviously, once it gets to training camp and the season getting underway. But maybe it is strategic to say, hey, let's get this out there. People are understanding, and so it's not a big deal if I drop a video in September or in October that, hey, I'm retiring. Like, whoa, where'd that come from? Even though we'd all have an idea that it might be coming.
That's a sharp way to put it, Tubbs. So we were going to do a Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag, but this is big enough breaking news that I think we need to stay with this and give it its just desserts. So, 800-636-1067. If you missed it, just tuning in, Alex Ovechkin's wife is basically saying Alexander still has a contract for a year, meaning he's in the last year of his deal. So we will play the next season, then fly back to live in Moscow to our homeland. We will stay in Russia. Yes, that's via translation in an interview she gave in Russian to a website, to a publication, whatever it is, in Russia when she was back home here this past week. So, by all accounts, now you got that email from internal at Monumental. You have this. We got a couple bits of smoke that are billowing up, and the fire department has been called. Looks like it's Ovechkin's last year. We'll react to that next. How do you think he wants it handled? How do you think he wants this year to go? Is it like Charles was saying just now, this is the precursor, and Toby kind of brought this up as well a moment ago. This is the precursor to, I don't want you guys caught off guard by the announcement. It's coming. We'll do the farewell. Honor me as you see fit. I just want to play hockey, but I understand that this is pretty special. Or did he not want any of the attention? How do you think he wanted this? 800-636-1067. One segment left. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Pop! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.